I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. North Korea today ordered international nuclear inspectors to leave the country. That's according to the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA. The move comes after North Korea vowed to restart its nuclear weapons program. It's angry about a UN Security Council statement criticizing North Korea for testing a long-range rocket. The White House says North Korea is taking a serious step in the wrong direction by ramping up its nuclear activities. Here's more from The World's Matthew Bell.
Experts say they expected North Korea's angry reaction to the UN Security Council condemnation.
North Korea has done this sort of thing many, many times before.
David Straub is a Korea expert at Stanford. Straub says he's not hyperventilating about the latest threats from North Korea and that he's not alone.
People in charge of North Korea and the United States government in South Korea and Japan are very experienced, and they've been there, done that. This is a case of perhaps the boy crying wolf one too many times. The North Koreans are not going to get what they want by this kind of behavior.
What the North Koreans want, Straub says, is to be recognized, in particular by the United States, as a nuclear power. The White House today called North Korea's threat to restart its main nuclear reactor a serious step in the wrong direction. The North Korean rocket launch took place a little over a week ago. It happened the night before Barack Obama's speech in Prague about nuclear nonproliferation. The president singled out North Korea in the speech and said rules must be binding. Violations must be punished. Nuclear expert Matthew Bunn of Harvard University says there's a connection between North Korea and the kind of measures Mr. Obama laid out in Prague. Bunn says updating the nuclear test ban treaty, for example, or reducing the American nuclear arsenal would not be likely to persuade Kim Jong-il to see the light and give up his nuclear weapons. But what they would do, Bunn says, is help build international consensus on the issue.
We need tougher inspections, better export controls, stronger enforcement. Those are all things that involve more compromises by the non-nuclear weapon states. And if the states with nuclear weapons who promised in the non-proliferation treaty to move toward disarmament aren't seen as holding up to their end of the bargain, we won't get that necessary support from the non-nuclear weapon states to strengthen the global effort.
The thing about North Korea, however, is that the country has been very good at resisting global pressure. George Perkovich is with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. He says strengthening international arms control is important, but this regime is an exception.
North Korea has a huge portion of its population that's starving. People are fertilizing their crops with human feces. This is not what's happening in the rest of the world. The rest of the world is willing to offer food aid, and the North Korean government's diverting it to the military. This is not a normal country. It's not a country that is influenced by the opinions of the rest of mankind or, you know, the idea of cutting off trade. Its trade is already more or less cut off.
If there's agreement in Washington across party and ideological lines on dealing with North Korea, it's this: North Korea's nuclear activities and its defiance will be a headache for the Obama administration because good options for finding a solution anytime soon are hard to find. So does this represent that defining national security challenge for President Obama? David Straub from Stanford says no.
North Korea is not in any sense an immediate threat to the United States. It's a fundamentally weak state. The technology it has for nuclear weapons and missiles is very primitive. It's not going to use those against the United States or its allies. These are primarily strategic bargaining chips and tools for North Korea to strengthen its position vis-a-vis the external world and also to strengthen the regime's position internally within North Korea.
In other words, time, Straub says, is on Washington's side in this standoff. It's not with the regime in Pyongyang. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.